FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
National Police say a team comprising of senior police, the Hawks, and crime intelligence are currently in Brazil. National Police Commissioner Fanny Musimola says they've seized drugs with a street value of more than 1.5 billion rand in KZN since October last year. Majority of the drug busts took place at the province's ports on vessels coming in from the South American country. The largest consignment seized was at the Durban harbour, valued at more than 115 million rand in December, believed to have come from Brazil. This week, the Hawks confiscated 15 million rands worth of cocaine aboard a ship from Colombia at the Richards Bay port. Masimola says the trend of drugs coming in from South America is a problem, but they are working with their counterparts to fight the scourge.
They are in Brazil on exchange of information. They are there as we speak to go and tighten relations so that we know what is happening within this ocean between us, so that we can make sure that whatever comes here, we arrest it. Whether it's drugs alone or it's with people, we arrest it before it gets to the streets.
An economist says just because South Africa has reclaimed the title of largest economy in Africa doesn't mean the country is doing well. We're ahead of Egypt and Nigeria, who led last year.
All we have achieved is to prevent the rand from depreciating as sharply as the naira or the Egyptian pound. To that extent, I suppose, kudos to the authorities for their contribution in preventing the currency from depreciating as sharply. We have not been subjected to the shocks that Nigeria and Egypt have done.
Azhar Jamin has been commenting on the latest projections by the International Monetary Fund. According to the agency, South Africa's GDP is at over 7 trillion rand. The fund has cut the country's economic growth outlook to 0.9% for this year and 1.2% next year. Jamin says this data is an indication that the country remains at the bottom of the list in comparison with other larger economies.
And a lot of that can be attributed to the declining infrastructure, energy, the one that has attracted all the attention in the last few years. Logistics has attracted attention more recently. And there's a new one that is seldom mentioned, but is really a very alarming one, and that is the water crisis.
And abroad, U.S. health authorities say they've discovered fragments of bird flu virus in the nation's pasteurized cow milk supply. The findings were released during the course of a large study. An outbreak of the highly pathogenic avian influenza has spread amongst dairy cattle herds throughout the country and infected one human who had mild symptoms. Officials say the samples likely posed no health risk to humans. Durban, a high of 27 today, Pietermaritzburg 28, Richards Bay 29. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.
And coming up in your sports, the Sundowns stretch their unbeaten run in the DSV Premiership to 46 games. Arsenal thrashed Chelsea 5-0 to move 3 points clear at the top. And Springbok and Ulster prop Stephen Kitsoff ruled out of the rest of the season with a knee injury.